Sounds real good. We thank God for his marvelous blessings. He's watched over us, cared for us. We went away and we were blessed to come back again and worship him in spirit and in truth. I call your attention to the book of Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. We'll read just a few verses in Hebrews chapter 9. It's a short, relatively short chapter. Hebrews chapter 9. Look at verse 27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Without sin unto salvation. Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready for the judgment day? In the book of Ecclesiastes 12, and the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. A study of humanity under the sun. Put in your notes chapter 12 and verse 8 of Hebrews. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, says the teacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. Everywhere, everything done under the sun is fleeting. And therefore, in the final analysis, if you're not careful, you'll find yourself have spent a whole life on earth doing meaninglessness. What makes man truly man, a woman, truly woman? Another way of stating regarding the conclusion of our stay here on planet Earth. In your Bible, in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, reverence God, and keep his commandments. For this is what? The whole duty of a man. Reverence God, keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of humanity. In Genesis chapter 3, you can read it at your leisure, verses 1 through 11. When human beings sought to become like God, by disobeying him, instead, they lost what they had that made them truly human. Solomon does an experiment, and his experiment leads him to the conclusion. The insignificance of all that is done under the sun leaves humanity awestruck and silent. and the presence of God. Humanity's inability to control or predict the future, it provokes him to no end. Note also, it is the deepest expression of humble acceptance of what it means to be human before God. Listen up. Brothers and sisters, let us manifest simple wisdom. Simple wisdom. And realize reverence of God. Reverence of God is acceptable unto God. Let us realize and understand that no matter how many things we invent, we will never, ever, here and in eternity, know more, do more than the Creator of everything. Reverence God by keeping His commandments. Reverence God by keeping His commandments. Isn't it wonderful that God loves us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, His only begotten Son. But not only that, He gave His Son and He blessed human beings to have a book that talks about what He wants in return. Why this earth? Why creating you? Why blessing you to be on planet earth? That takes a lot of love. And even when we disobeyed Him, He loved us so much that He didn't want to destroy us. He sent His only begotten Son, manifesting His eternal love for human beings. Wisdom says, this being has created everything. Just a little bit about what we know of living, being on earth alive and well. We're in no hurry. We're in no hurry to be called off the scene. We're in no hurry for God to call us off the scene. Since that's the case, does not wisdom teach us to learn to make sure that we get to know what this Creator wants me as a human being on His planet Earth to do as I live down here, because death is imminent? He even goes the extra mile not to wipe us out after we disobeyed Him, but to give us another opportunity to be obedient to Him. Not only another opportunity, but another opportunity that says, come. Come and live with me forever. Never to know death ever, ever again. I think perhaps all the churches that I've gone to visit, one way or another, through my few years on planet Earth, and gone to worship, there are more folk walking the streets than coming to a worship service, especially on Sunday evening or Sunday night. When God calls humans off the scene, There is no meeting. There is no M-E-E-T-I-N-G meeting that will be held at the judgment between human beings and God. When we read chapter 20 of the book of Revelation, the Bible tells us clearly, God keeps a record on every human being. And every human being's record is going to be at the judgment. And we're going to be judged not by what we say then, but what's written in each person's book, kept in heaven. The book is kept by God, and it's going to be open at the judgment. We had X numbers of people here this morning. Look around you. Things have changed. Things have changed a little bit on the drastic side. Solomon does an experiment in his, and he draws a conclusion as to whether or not we can provoke God and get by with disobedience. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to God, it's humility, humbleness. Yes, Lord, should be our every phrase to God's request. Reverence God. How do we reverence God? Simple. I can tell you. Reverence God, three words, keeping His commandments. Keeping His commandments. Ecclesiastes affirms the sovereignty and the sovereign freedom of God. It also talks about the limits of human wisdom. It also talks about the brevity of human life on planet Earth. All lead to the command, reverence God and keep His commandments. It's wonderful that God is so loving that He let us know ahead of time that there's going to be a judgment. He let us know ahead of time, I'm keeping a record. And I'm going to have it at the final roundup of human beings on planet Earth. Oh, church. The teacher, Solomon, points out the futility of humans attempting to secure their future through human wisdom. How are you going to do that? Secure your future, human wisdom. No human being that I know of ever went to heaven and came back to give us that information. That information comes directly from God, from glory land. When humans understand the futility of attempting to secure his or her future through human wisdom, I want to be clear about that, through human wisdom, and become brothered with the teacher, you believe and receive his conclusions? Has he ever been to glory land? If we want to know how we're going to make it after this life, we must check God's holy book called the Bible. Someone said, let me give you the whole conclusion for humanity. Reverence God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole, what? The whole duty of man. That's how easy it is to go to heaven. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Who would dare say, God, you're not telling the truth? That means that we are without excuse for disobedience. The whole duty of man is to reverence God and keep His commandment. No other creature on planet Earth can comprehend God's command and do them, not even a monkey. No other creature on planet Earth can commend God's commandments and change them. His commandments are not grievous. In the book of John, chapter 5, beginning with verse 2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And they are not grievous. When we look at the audience on Sunday night, after we have seen the audience on Sunday morning, the picture is out of focus. Anybody still home? Jesus says in the book of John, chapter 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are what? Many mansions. He says, if it wasn't true, I would not have told you. He has gone, Jesus, to prepare a place for you, for me, and every human being. To prepare a place. And I go and prepare a place for you. And then He says to us, I will do what? I will come again and do what? Receive you unto myself. And you don't even have to know the way there. I'm going to take you there. Just be an obedient child of God. And I'll take you there. To be with me, my Father, the Holy Spirit, and all of the righteous. How long? Forever and ever. In John chapter 14 in verse 15, if you love me. Do you see the emphasis that Jesus puts on that verse? If you love me. I don't want you coming to me and you all upset and angry. You shouldn't do. No. If you love me, knowing what I have done, and have promised to continue to do it, if you love me, keep my commandments. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seemeth him, it seeth him not. But you know him. Many of the world is not concerned with Jesus. But you are, and he dwelleth with you and shall be with you. Isn't that wonderful? We walk with the Lord. Obey the Lord, and he goes with us wherever we go, watching over us, keeping us, sustaining us. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him. Now you got it again. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Who are we? We are those who make up his bride, his church. Just as the first century Christians. His mandate to them remains the same for us living today. The return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is to receive, watch this now, the return of Jesus. Well, think a moment. What's Jesus' return turning for? Oh, come on. to receive His bride. The church is the bride of Christ. To return to receive His people who make up His kingdom, His bride. John chapter 4, 14 and verse 3. While He is away, think about that. While He is away, let us, let us make sure that we will be prepared to meet Him when He comes. No one else can do it for us. Jesus lets us know, I'm going to return for my bride. My bride is the church. Therefore, as we wait His return, let us do due diligence and make ready. We don't know when He's returning, but due diligence says, be ready for whenever He comes. And one of the things that's required of us, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Hebrews 10:25. Let us worship Him. Let us love Him. Let us also give as the Father prospers us. Oh, that's a part of it. All that is a part of it. Giving. God gives to us. He went so far as to give the only begotten Son that He has. He gave it readily, willingly. If you do not fellowship with His church, God still prospers you. Isn't that kind of Him? What portion do you share with Him? God shares with us. His Son shares with us. What do we share with Him? Our Bible says that we are to be ready for every good work. For there is only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. When God saves you, not only does He save you, me, us, but what else does He do? He adds us. He adds us to the church, which is what? He adds us to the church, which is the bride of Christ. Isn't that wonderful? God doesn't just love us. He manifests. He makes it known by what He does so that we can clearly understand that He truly loves us. The church, the bride of Christ, one of the apostles writes, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. When we know it, coming to worship is not just us. It's a manifestation of our love for what God and Jesus Christ, His Son, has already done for us and is going to do for us if we remain faithful, loyal, committed, and obedient. Church, are you ready? Are you already ready? And if you're not ready, what doth hinder you to get ready? Matthew chapter 24 commences with verse 42. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known and what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, Jesus gives us the example. Therefore, be you also ready. Since we don't know the time or the hour, let us be faithful, loyal, dedicated, committed. Be you also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. And even if you do know, let me rephrase that. Even if you did know is coming, when he's coming, still, don't say I'm going to fool around over here because I know when he's coming, so I'm going to do it. No. Be, not try to be you also ready and stay ready. We face many challenges as human beings on earth. But we have all the help that we need if we are walking with the Lord. And Jesus invites us, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll bless you. I'll give you rest. Where do you stand tonight? Based upon where God wants you to stand. We are to be encouragers. We are to be examples one for another. And we are to do what we do when we sing this song. Hold to God's unchanging hand. I'm fearful that many, many individuals in the Church of Christ, for whatever reason, don't really understand what they have by being the adopted son or daughter of Jesus Christ. If you understand what you have as a child of God, there's no power on earth that can derail you, that can cause you to become indifferent, nonchalant about your relationship and your worship of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Closing. Do you think God is wise? He created the whole world. He created the whole world. This point I'm making to help, prayerfully help you think more of what you of yourself. Do you believe that God would send His only begotten Son to live on planet Earth, knowing He's going to be killed, go through hardships, if human beings were not special to Him? Just knowing what God did to save us, it manifests to us there's no thing, nobody, no nothing smarter, wiser than God. Why would He give His Son, His only begotten Son, have him to go through what he went through. 33 years separated. If we, in the eyes of God, were some nothings and nobodies. You're somebody special, somebody personal in heaven, in the eyes of God, eyes of His Son, and in the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Live your life like you understand what God has done and is doing for you. Let no one else deter you and get you to believe this is all you can do. This is all you are. You are somebody special in the eyes of God. God would not have sent His Son to go through what He went through if we were nothingness in the eyes of glory land, in the eyes of heaven. Now that's a point that you can't miss that I've just shared with you, even if you majored in misunderstanding. Where are you tonight? Where are you tonight? Are you walking with the Lord? Come on home. Come on home while you have this glorious opportunity to renew your covenant. And rededicate your life to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And heaven will be glorified. And you will be able to walk with the Lord and commune with Him. And He with you on a regular basis. And if you're here and you're not a member of the one church, the one family, that Jesus gave His life for, the Church of Christ. You've heard the Word of God. Do you believe it with all of your heart? Are you godly sorrowful for the way you've lived your life to this point? That's called repentance. Just acknowledge Jesus for what He has done for you. Hear, believe, repent, confess. And be baptized in water. Watch this. Hear the gospel. You've heard it. Believe the gospel. You know whether you did that. Be godly sorrowful for your sins that you've committed. Acknowledge God. Hear, believe, repent, confess. Acknowledge Jesus Christ, His Son. And then be buried in water baptism for the remission, for the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. No. Yes. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized, and God will forgive every sin you have ever committed. Not only that, He will adopt you as His child. And if you continue to live your life according to His will, when you leave this world, heaven will be your eternal home of abode throughout ceaseless ages. We talk about that as we preach God's word, and how wonderful that is. And we simply kind of, we talk about missing heaven and going to a place called hell. But we don't often talk about how terrible that is. It's burning in fire that never goes out and never burns you up. Forever. You trying to scare us? No, I'm trying to get you to think straight. And hold to God's unchanging hand. The lesson is yours. Let us together stand.
There's a fountain free.
Yes.
'Tis for
yes,
you yes. and me. Let us haste, oh, haste to the brink. 'Tis a fount of love from the source above, and he bids us all freely drink. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty souls. Hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all. There's a living stream with a crystal gleam from the throne of life. Now it flows while the waters roll. Let the weary soul hear the call that forth freely goes. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty souls. Hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all.
Do you love the Lord? Do you really love the Lord?